It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I have that memorized now.
Very good.
I can say it without stumbling over it. So that's good. Dustin Hawkins with Jim Galante here. We're still running down through National Signing Day, which is ongoing. We are recording this with the class not 100% filled out yet. 13 out of 17 commitments are in. We are expecting really any moment now between now and the end of the show, Noah Cain, the four-star running back from IMG Academy in Florida. He's a Texas native. He was born, I believe, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So he's got these different interests and schools that he has been considering. But Penn State is a small favorite, but is a favorite to land him. We'll fill you in as that happens. We're really just going to spend some time just looking through the themes of the class, guys that you really like, guys that I really like, and just figuring out where this class stands. And we touched on this a little bit. I wanted to go down through the average player rating of all of James Franklin's recruiting classes so far. Six classes so far. This, the 2019 class, one where they were not within arm's reach to a lot of the targets that were on their board. Not a lot in Pennsylvania. I think they've got four from Pennsylvania, but two are junior college players. Jaquan Brisker, the safety, and Anthony Wigan, the offensive tackle. The average player rating, 91.94. It's the fourth highest in the country right now. The average player rating of the 2018 class, which I believe was the number six class in the country when you included all the math in that, was 91.7. 2017, 88.31. 2016, 88.08. 2015, 89.05. 2014, 86.82. The theme, the idea here, I guess, Jim, is that Penn State won a 2016 Big Ten championship. They are pursuing their third straight 10-win season. A lot of that being done with classes that were statistically, in terms of raw talent, not really in the same neighborhood as the last two that have come in.
Exactly. And I find it always interesting to people who say, oh, stars don't matter, and they'll point out the one two-star guy who becomes an NFL superstar. Well, the problem with that is take a look at Alabama's recruiting over the last however many years. Look at it this year. There's a direct correlation between stars and national championships. And there's something called the blue chip ratio, and I can't remember the writer we had him on who brought it up. But the essence of it is no one has won a national championship over the last 15 years or so without having more four or five star recruits than lesser, three star and lower. This year's Penn State class, out of 17 so far, 16 out of 17 are four-star or above. That's all you need to know about the trend in James Franklin's recruiting. It's a good trend. It's a great trend.
And let's say this, too. The one three-star, the lowest-rated player in the class on 24/7 Sports, is a junior college player in Jaquan Brisker who, boy, did he have a really good sophomore year. But I do think, you know, rankings are always fundamentally flawed. It's a difficult thing to do. And for recruiting, how are you rating players? Are you rating them based on how you believe they'll perform at the college level? Or are you rating them based on tangible talents and skills, physical assets that translate maybe to the pro level? I think sometimes, you know, they're guilty of skewing more towards pro caliber tools, which is fair. That's fine. But it's not always the best indicator for how a guy's going to succeed at the college level. Quarterback is a good talking point for that. Trace McSorley is a good talking point for that. I also think that rankings are a little flawed at the junior college level too. I don't think anybody really knows how these JUCO guys are gonna pan out.
Well, I'm glad you said that, or maybe I'm not, because I was just going to ask you, how do they do the JUCOs? That's a completely different standard. So I didn't name the 16 out of 17 point to be a negative to Brisker, but just to say overall – that's what the class is like. And I think with a junior college, because player, those aren't players that Penn State or probably most other teams go at. There's two of them this year, and yeah, that's probably a lot for Penn State.
Yeah.
So I feel confident in Franklin's recruiting and his coaches recruiting that they saw something in this guy, or else they wouldn't have brought him in.
Yeah.
It's not a case of, gee, we don't have enough players. Let's bring in this three-star JUCO.
He's the opposite of a charity case. And I don't mean to pick on Brisker either, because my point was he's actually a really good player. He's a physical safety. And you look at – I think he had four interceptions as a freshman at Lackawanna. He was creating turnovers, forced fumbles, and that kind of thing as a freshman. Now, last season, led the team in tackles. He had 9 sacks and 17 tackles for loss. So he's got a pretty diverse skill set. Now, of course, the stats at the JUCO level in terms of how they translate to the next level, there's not much correlation. But what the recruiting services will try to do is try to put a player rating on JUCO and prep players the same, where that's standardized. And then they have obviously a separate national ranking system for JUCO guys. And Brisker's not high on that list, but I feel better about National Recruiting Service's prep rankings than I do their JUCO rankings. And, you know, the JUCO guys are a tricky case, and you've seen Penn State not really pursue that very often, because theoretically these guys should be closer to being ready. But sometimes in practice, bad habits are just further cemented when they're in the JUCO ranks,
right,
than if you would have gotten them as a true freshman. So, but I like both of these guys. I like Brisker.
I think it's a good pick, but the bigger point is, as you indicated, the average star rating and where it's going for Penn State and where it sits this year, it's trending the right way. If you want to compete with Alabama and Clemson and Georgia and Ohio State, this is where you have to do it with the recruits. You got to get premier players, elite players. And that's what they've been doing. I wanted to ask you, Dustin, about just the class in general. Are there areas that you see that they didn't get? Another part of recruiting is, are you filling all the holes?
Right.
Is there any place that Penn State that you're saying, I wish they would have done better here?
I think they would love to have another pure tackle on the board right now. They've got 3 offensive linemen. Anthony Wiggin is a tackle. I don't know that he's ready right away. We'll see. Caden Wallace listed as a guard. Salim Wormley listed as a guard. I've said this a bunch of times, I think in the last month or so, I think Caden Wallace can be a tackle at the next level. He's just not your prototype. So I think they want another offensive lineman. I think they want another tackle. Trevor Keegan was a guy from Illinois who committed to Michigan, who they wanted, I think, for that reason. And then really what it comes down to right now is defensive line, and they're just not going to have those holes filled the first signing period. They've got 3 targets outstanding that will be announcing their commitments, 1 in January, 2 likely for the second signing period in February. So that hole has to be filled a little bit later. I think they want another wide receiver. I think we're waiting on if they get their second running back in Noah Cain. Otherwise, it's a pretty spread out class. You're a little heavy on defensive backs, which I think is okay, because, you know, defensive backs, even like a guy like Jaquan Brisker, special teams, they're perfect for that. I think the class as a whole is pretty spread out. Then you got the 2 quarterbacks too, which they've been wanting for a long time.
Well, and we'll get to the quarterbacks again. That's always a hot topic, but this is where I think Noah Cain is important to this. I believe, and I have no inside information, but I think Miles Sanders is going to go to the pros. I just think for running backs, there's not a lot of value in doing that extra year. I think he's more valuable without those extra miles on him. And no miles on him.
Nice.
Did you catch
that? You tripped and fell over that one.
Yes, I did. So I think the running, we talked about the quarterback room being having great depth, great quality. Running back, which is a position Penn State's been very fortunate with injuries with running backs.
Sure, yeah.
You could go through running backs very quickly. So I think running back depth is so critical right now, and that's one area where I do think getting the second running back, I think that's more important than the second wide receiver.
I would agree. I would agree with that, especially since they've loaded up on wide receiver. You can't really break that chain too much, but Penn State has a lot of bodies at wide receiver. And assuming John Dunmore, his signature comes in, he's a tremendous addition in this class too. I think you seek out two running backs no matter what, but especially if Miles Sanders leaves. I also think, while we're on this subject, I don't know if there's a better position on Penn State's roster that Penn State has both recruited and developed as well. You mentioned the avoiding injury thing, which is great, and there's some good fortune in that. But I think that they have built a pipeline of running backs. I wouldn't call it running back U or anything right now, but is there a better position as far as recruiting and development than running back at Penn State under James Franklin?
Wide receiver might be an interesting conversation. I think quarterback could be an interesting conversation. They're not getting the five-star quarterbacks, but they're getting
one quarterback we know develop. Wide receiver, can you say after the year that they had this year? I know like it's a recency bias thing, but can you say that they've developed wide receivers better than their running backs?
Develop is the optimal word there, because the upperclassmen certainly went the wrong way this year.
Yeah.
But at running back, I guess I'm just so scared of the volatility at running back. You're right. Over time, if you say, you know, you go from Saquon Barkley to Miles Sanders to Ricky Slade, looks like he's for real, Devin Ford, possibly Noah Cain. I mean, that's a lot of talent coming through. So no argument there. I'm really looking forward to seeing those guys play. I'd like to see Ricky Slade with the larger load, and you know, they're going to be fun to watch. So I guess I didn't really answer the question, did I?
I think what I heard there was that I'm right. and really, recruiting and development are two different things. So, you know, they both managed to recruit and develop. I love the way that Miles Sanders developed. He looked like a completely different kid from his hips down was so much thicker. He looked just like Saquon. From a development perspective, those spots on the defensive line have not all been filled by 4 and 5 stars. It's starting to, but Sean Spencer has managed to develop quite a bit of 3 stars in his time.
You mentioned something interesting about Miles Sanders starting to look like Saquon Barkley. How much of this is the Barkley effect? You know what his work ethic was like.
Yeah.
Did that just filter right down to Miles Sanders?
One could hope if you're in the Penn State football program. We got more coming up on Penn State's 2019 recruiting class right in the midst of National Signing Day Part 1. So we'll bring you more updates and analysis right after this.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated. And it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports. In partnership with GoPSU RV, we are introducing the Keystone Sports Network RV. All the benefits of the GoPSU RV lot, along with great gift items like catered meal from 409 Barbecue, barbecue gift box, wine gift box, and of course, Labatt beer. Hear all about the KSN RV? Email me at info@ksnsports.net, or you could also reach out with the Contact Us button on your KSN app.